Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. A big day today indeed on 670 The Score as the Cubs were announced earlier today on the Mullin & Hanley Show as the new flagship radio station of the Chicago Cubs. Games will be broadcast, all 162 of them, starting this coming spring. As for the baseball side of the team, Theo Epstein joined the Spiegel & Golf Show today and noticed the importance of sticking to your plan when you head into the offseason.
Gets really involved and lots of different variables, and so it's really important to just prioritize the things that make sense for your organization. You can't pull everything off. You can't dictate what the other team is thinking. So you have to really know your own organization really well, what will be beneficial for you, and stick to it and just kind of let the drama go on around you and just stick to your values, your priorities, and execute.
SpiegelandGolf.com to hear that interview in full. The Bears back to work today at Halas Hall as they get ready for the Rams on Sunday. Kyle Long's brother, Chris Long, defensive lineman for the Rams, will not play in this one as he's battling through injury. Plenty of injury concerns for the Bears as this game nears as well, as Grasso, Bushrod, and McClellan all limited at practice today with injuries. McPhee, Royal, Roll, and Gold did not participate at practice today. Also, Matt Forte said to be day-to-day from his head coach, John Fox. White Sox today introduced former Cubs manager Rick Renteria as their bench coach. Despite how it ended, the former Cubs skipper grateful for his time on the north side.
I think everybody knows that the business has different things that arise. I'm totally, completely happy with the opportunity that Rickett's family and Jed and Theo and everybody in the organization extended to me to get on the field as a manager with the Chicago Cubs. It was a great experience.
The Bulls today announced plans to have an NBA Developmental League team. They'll play in Hoffman Estates. Bulls back in action again Friday night when they host the Charlotte Hornets. Blackhawks off tonight. They host New Jersey tomorrow. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special guest and Chicago Bear Will Sutton broadcasting live tonight from Hooters and Downers Grove for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can. It's Miller time. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Pro Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brent Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish?
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
This is Jim. He's on The Score.
Can you help me please understand the Detroit Lions?
this call could be from any year of the Boris and Bernstein show.
What's up? What's next?
Well, Jim, I
help, Hub, help!
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me to solve the problems of the world here.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst, Acura, Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You find him at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com, and Shaw Media elsewhere as well. And Hub, before we get started taking some phone calls, just want to find out what you think about the big announcement today. You are a longtime fan of the Chicago Cubs, also a longtime member of the Score family, and now those worlds are coming together.
You know, I couldn't be happier, guys. I mean, it's exciting. It's an exciting time. You know, I think had you done this, not you, had the station done this 3 or 4 years ago, people would have said, what are you, crazy? But to have pulled it off when they did, the timing couldn't be better. I don't know how it couldn't be really exciting for everybody.
Well, it seems to be that, and we will start.
Yeah,
we
look forward to it.
Continue all of our excitement with Frank in Oak Park, who leads us off on The Score. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Hub. I want you to put on your Draft Meister hat, which curiously resembles John Steed's bowler, and answer two draft strategy questions. I read in the Tribune that experts are saying that this coming class is very weak as far as outside rushmen is concerned. And I'm wondering, is this for all types, 3-4 linebackers, 4-3 DNs, hybrids? Or what have you been hearing, you know, soundings from your front office contacts so far? And secondly, have the Bears' backup wide receivers, Marquise Wilson and Cam Meredith, shown enough that if Kevin White is healthy next spring, the Bears can avoid using a draft pick in the first 4 rounds on a wide receiver?
Well, Frank, as far as the first part, and again, it's early. I haven't gotten deep into the draft work. I mean, I'm watching games. I'm looking at lists like you guys, talking to some scouts and coaches, but we don't really get serious about that for another 4 or 5 weeks. I can tell you that right now, outside rushmen have been lumped into kind of one category in recent years because of the recent proliferations, again, of 3-4 defenses. So whether you're looking for a hand in the dirt 4-3 end or a stand-up outside rushbacker for 3-4, right now you don't have the quantity of names that you had last year. I mean, you just look last year, a lot of people thought Vic Beasley and Randy Gregory and Shane Ray and Leonard Williams, that they were all, you know, top 10 type talents. And so it was a great year for
Dante Fowler.
Dante Fowler, who tore the ACL. And it turns out that Bud Dupree is the best of the bunch at like 25, I think.
Yep.
It was a great year. This year is not going to be that, okay? But that doesn't mean there isn't some quality out there. And, you know, we'll get a closer look at that as the games get bigger and we get more serious about the scouting. My answer on Marquise Wilson's, I think he's shown enough to be released, to be honest with you. I mean, I just, you know, we've been drinking this Kool-Aid for 3 years now, and he's a great kid. He's a sweetheart. You got to love him when you ride him in a locker room. You want to see him do well. How often do you guys see him open? I mean, once in a while, he'll get open deep, and Jay will overthrow him or miss him. That's happened twice in the last 3 weeks. But other than that, he's just not making himself available. He has not shown that he is capable of being an NFL receiver. Cam Meredith, we just haven't seen enough of. Now, you can't leave Eddie Royal out of the equation. So if you feel good about the health of Kevin White, and now you're saying, you know, with Alshon Jeffrey, Kevin White, and Eddie Royal, we're really solid 1-3, Yeah, maybe you don't use a fourth-round pick, but I would think somewhere in the second, third, or fourth-round pick, in the rounds, I should say, you could be looking for one more because you got nothing past those three right now.
I just love the fact that Frank had you putting on your draft hat, which he said looks like John Steed's bowler.
I'm surprised
you don't have the umbrella as well.
I was trying to get the image as he said that. I've never even imagined myself in a bowler, so... I have to go find one at a resale shop somewhere and see what
or
we can
with
do
a bowler.
That.
Yeah, that's Dave in Grand Rapids. You're next on the score with Hub.
Hey guys, I called you back opening week of the season and asked you about Ryan Grigson being overrated. You kind of laughed at me and said they were the odds-on favorite for the Super Bowl from the AFC. Uh-oh. You ready to rethink that one after some head-scratching free agent signings and some bad draft picks, or are you looking to add me to your staff?
Well, Dave, first of all, I'm quite sure I didn't laugh at you. I may not have agreed with you, but I'm sure I didn't laugh at you. No, I'm not ready to retract anything. I mean, I'll go by Ryan Grigson's record as the GM of the Indianapolis Colts. They're having a rough year. What I'm trying to figure out is whether the problems are between Jim Irsay and Ryan Grigson as a team and Chuck Pagano, or is it he individually, Grigson against Irsay, Pagano individually against Irsay, or has Ryan finally figured it out in recent weeks, which we're seeing signs of, and now is going to work with Pagano to overcome the meddling of Jim Irsay? Certainly the firing of Pep Hamilton and hiring of Rob Chudzinski paid immediate dividends. Now you're without Andrew Luck, so you don't know. You know, the mistake that Ryan Grigson clearly has made has been not investing heavily enough in the offensive and defensive lines, but that doesn't mean that he hasn't brought in good talent. He's brought in good enough talent to be at least an 11-win team ever since he got there. So what I'm disturbed about with Grigson now is that this micromanaging, this meddling. I mean, first it was he was going to have control of the coaching staff of Chuck Pagano, and now there were reports late last week, and we don't know if it's Grigson or Irsay or both, that they're literally telling Pagano who to play, you know, who to start and who to put in certain situations. So certainly Ryan Grigson's star has fallen, but no, I'm not ready to write him off. The guy's never done anything but win 11 games and go to the playoffs.
Here's Pat in his car on the score.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if it's worth it to just sign Matt Forte to a decent, you know, three or third contract and see if he can still help Jeremy Langford learn some more, you know, instead of all this, you know, get rid of Forte because Jeremy had one good game type stuff.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't think anybody, first of all, prior to the injury was saying just get rid of him. And certainly I haven't heard a groundswell this week of saying, okay, now we can let him go. Interestingly enough, Matt did have limited participation in practice today. Now, I don't know what that means because, you know, we're allowed to watch the warm-ups, the individual, the stretching. Matt was out there stretching. To me, if as soon as the media is taken away, he doesn't participate in any of the rest of practice, that's not really limited participation. That's kind of a fake, if you will. So I don't know if he actually did anything besides stretch today. I do know that Langford looked really good, as we expected him to, against San Diego. What I was so excited about was the blitz pickup and the pass protection, because he did an excellent job, better, quite frankly, than Forte has done in the last year or two, and that used to be one of Matt's strengths. Now, that said, Matt Forte was again playing at a Pro Bowl level prior to the injury. So the issue is, how quick do you get him back on the field? Does he immediately go back to that 120 to 130 total yard a game guy, keep that average over 4 yards a carry, you know, get those nice 15, 20-yard pickups on those swing passes and screens? If he's doing all that, certainly you want him back. Now the issue becomes, is he going to take a realistic veteran deal, the Frank Gore deal that I think we talked about last night? You know, maybe three. I'd rather go 2 years, about $4 million a year. That's about what he's going to be worth anywhere. If he'll take that with the Bears, I absolutely want him back. If he thinks, you know, that he's going to get a 4 or 5 year deal and somebody's going to guarantee him 15, 20 million bucks, then, you know, God bless you. Go find it. I hope you do, Matt. I'm happy for your family. I just don't think it's going to happen, and we don't know that yet.
Steve and Glenn Ellen, say hi to Hub. You're on the score.
Hey, guys. Hub, I have a question for you regarding the Minnesota Vikings. You know, obviously their defense is solid. They've got talent at all three levels, well-coached. They play well. They get results. But on the other hand, the offense is a bit of an enigma to me. They seem to have all the right pieces, but it just doesn't seem to mesh well. And against the Bears, I thought Bridgewater was just flat-out bad for a good part of that game. And so my question to you is, you know, how do you assess the Vikings, and how do you think they match up against the Packers in the second half of the season?
Steve, I think the problem on offense is, A, I'm not a Bridgewater fan yet. I'm not a naysayer either. I just didn't see what everybody else saw coming out of Louisville in terms of projecting it to the NFL. Great college quarterback. I can see him as a game manager. I'm sure he's really smart. I don't think he has enough NFL arm, and that's certainly what we saw against the Bears, and so obviously that's going to be a problem. That's problem number one. Number two, they need a little help on that offensive line. Now, some of it, their two best offensive linemen are on injured reserve, John Sullivan and Philip Lodeholt. Matt Khalil was disappointing last year. He's played a little bit better this year. T.J. Clemens stepped in and did a nice job, the kid out of Pittsburgh, and then he got banged up, I think, against the Bears, actually. And so they've got people on the offensive line, but they got to get that offensive line, all their best people playing together. That makes the offense better. And then number three, as much as Stephon Diggs has been a revelation, Mike Wallace has been a disappointment. And so, you know, you've got the best running back in football. You're really mediocre at wide receiver unless Diggs proves he's the real thing, and then Wallace steps up and starts to make some plays too. So I love the talent on the team. I love the coaching. I think Norv Turner is certainly an offensive coordinator you can win with, but they got to get a little healthier and a little more talented, I think, at wide receiver and quarterback.
You were talking to Hub Arcus. You can join in the fun. Our guy's here for you. 312-644-6767. Hub is taking your calls. Borza Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Score is your new official home for Cubs baseball. Every exciting game starting spring of 2016 as this iconic Chicago team ascends to reach their ultimate goal of bringing a world championship to Chicago. Hear every game of the journey live on 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but apparently DeMarcus Cousins is beefing with his head coach. George Karl, of course, wanted to trade Cousins in the offseason, but the two apparently had made up, or we thought they had made up. But now, since the team is 1-7, they had a players-only meeting, and DeMarcus Cousins reportedly cursed out his head coach. There's two things at play here. No one gets back together after they call the divorce attorney and they start sleeping in separate rooms. That's essentially what happened in Sacramento when they tried to make amends. If you've been in a place for 6 years, and in the five previous years, no team that you have been on has even won 30 games in an 82-game schedule, maybe the problem isn't the coach. Maybe the problem is supposedly the best player. Because if you're really the best player and you can't win the game, you're not that good. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
There are those who play the blues. Then there's Chicago's electric blues legend. Buddy Guy, Saturday, November 14th at Star Plaza Theater with Quinn Sullivan, special guest of the Buddy Guy Band. A night of non-stop classics. Get Buddy's latest album, Rhythm and Blues, available now. Tickets on sale now at the box office, starplazatheater.com and Ticketmaster. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Buddy Guy.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Winter is coming. Is your car ready?
Don't get left out in the cold. Head to Hawk Chevy on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview and get a safe and reliable ride to get you through the winter and beyond. Even if you've been turned down for a loan in the past, we can help.
So remember, winter is coming.
Don't get left out in the cold. Head to Hawk Chevy today on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview or online at hawkchevy.com.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account, in as few as 5 days, and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field, brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arkis isn't getting any better than
that. And you've got him, 312-644-6767. We still have some time with Hub to take some phone calls.
That's what we're doing, like this one from Jonathan, who's in his car. Say hi to Hub, Jonathan. You're on The Score.
Hey, Hub. How's it going?
Good, Jonathan.
I just want to say happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. Also, I wanted to see how you felt about Adam Gase when he leaves next year. What do you think about Kyle Loren possibly being an offensive coordinator, since he was such a great game manager?
You know, Jonathan, I'm kind of glad you went there, because I've been listening to everybody the last couple of days. I think we're all buying Adam Gase a plane ticket way too soon, okay? I mean, yes, he was a candidate last year. He interviewed, didn't get a job. Here in Chicago, there is this perception that only a miracle worker could get Jay Cutler to play this way, and it's got to be all Adam Gase. Well, I don't know that that's true in any respect. I don't know how much of this is Jay Cutler and how much is Adam Gase, how much is Dowell Loggins, but beyond all that, The Bears are a 3-5 football team. They're currently ranked, I want to say, 23rd or 24th in offense. They're about 25th in points scored.
Yeah.
Outside of Chicago, you're not going to get the same miracle worker perspective that Bears fans have. So I think Gase is going to be a candidate. I think he probably eventually will be a head coach based on what we've seen. But I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means that he's anybody's top pick at the end of the season based on what the Bears have done through the first half of the year.
More importantly, what do you think about Kyle Orton as offensive coordinator?
I think Kyle probably would prefer to do other things. Let's just leave it at that.
Nothing he likes.
Yeah,
I mean, he likes relaxing.
Yeah, no, I've heard no indication whatsoever that Kyle Orton has an interest in coaching, and so for me to speculate would be kind of...
All right, Hub, it's going to come down to me versus you, because I say Adam Gase gets a job.
Terry, I'm not saying he doesn't.
Yeah, I think he does.
There's too many people are acting like it's a done deal, and the reality is that this Bears offense is going to have to get a lot better before he becomes everybody's first choice as the next offensive guru.
Well, I think between open college jobs, too, the record number of currently open college jobs, especially at his age with what he's doing and how well he interviewed, I don't see how he stays here. I just don't.
I mean, maybe he doesn't.
We're going to come out after you, Hub, in other words.
Maybe,
we're coming.
Maybe he doesn't want to go back to college. Maybe if he feels that he's ready in the NFL, but it's one more year, he stays here. You know, we got to see. Again, guys, I'm not saying he doesn't go. I just don't think it's a done deal that he is gone. And so I just want to see more. You know, I want to see more of this offense and see it improve some more.
This is Oren on the north side on WSCR.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Hub. You know, it's funny you just had that discussion because it's almost the answer to my question. What I was going to ask was, we know that part of the narrative of Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears is the constant rotating door of offensive coordinators he's gone through and the fact that he hasn't had one system to really get comfortable with. And then the other thing I was going to say is that we know that Adam Gase is one of the top options for most football teams to replace their head coaches. And the truth is that we knew that already when the Bears signed him. And so my question is, did the Bears not consider the fact that they were going to once again be an offseason without an offensive coordinator and have to go into 2016 with another system for Jay Cutler to learn when they hired him in the first place? And if they considered that, why did they go ahead and pull the trigger? And if they didn't, should they have considered that?
The answer to the last part is no, Oren. I think what John Fox did was put together the best coaching staff he could. That is what you would want him to do. You'd be very unhappy if he brought in a boob as an offensive coordinator. So, you know, do you not hire a guy because he may be so good you lose him a year? Of course not. But again, guys, as we talk about this, who's done more with less, Adam Gase or Vic Fangio? Because I would argue,
but Vic
long
has
and
done
hard.
This before, and nobody seems interested.
Well, no, he interviewed too, and for a couple jobs and didn't get them. So again, guys, all
you've
I'm
been
saying,
doing it a while.
Yeah,
I just think they like the. You know, it's an offensive league, and I think what they're looking for, look, even though you're right, Hub, statistically, I don't want to take the callers in, but statistically, you're right. The Bears' offense has not been great, Jake. It's way back in a lot of categories and all that stuff. But you have to admit, the look of them feels better. It feels cleaner. It feels fresher.
He's also not getting hired, wouldn't be getting hired based on a single season's Bears performance. It's his entire body of work.
Yeah, his resume, pretty good.
He's going to be a candidate, and he may get a job. Again, I'm not arguing that point. I guess my point is that this doesn't look as good in the other 31 NFL cities as it looks here. I think that's the part that Bears fans are missing because they're too close to it.
All right, Brandon in Deerfield, you're on the score with Hub.
Hi, Hub. My question for you is, you know, given the success that the Buffalo Bills had back when Jim Kelly was the quarterback, why haven't other teams tried this hurry-up stuff? Is it because coaches are more involved? Because it seems to me now with the situation, substitutes would be a great offense to run.
Brandon, I think a lot of teams do it. Not everybody does it for 60 minutes, but it's been going on since Jim Kelly did it in the 90s in Buffalo. A big part of the answer is that you've got to have the quarterback. There's only certain guys who can do this, okay? You know, Brady is a maestro. Manning is. Phillip Rivers is. I think Cutler has done it well in the spurts that he's been asked to do it. But what these guys all have in common is that they're veterans who've been around for a while. You can't just take any kid and stick him out there and expect him to be able to run the offense effectively. I think that's kind of the limiting factor on it.
Here's NIU Dave on the score.
Hey guys, Hub, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the officiating, particularly in the Bears game, but kind of a bigger picture question too.
There were two pass, roughing the passer calls that were called in that game. The one against Cutler wasn't called, and the one on Rivers was called. And to me, they were probably could have both been called or both not been called. So two-part question. One is, could you give me your opinion on those two calls? And secondly, when teams send plays to the league for review on calls, do the teams get some kind of an answer from the league that says, well, we kind of blew that call? And is there any way for anyone outside of the teams to get privy to that those decisions by the NFL? Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, my problem in answering your question, I was actually doing live pre and post for TV Monday night and not able to study every play. I'm pretty certain you're referring to the Jarvis Jenkins call on Phillip Rivers, which was called. I think it was the only one, and it absolutely was roughing. I mean, it wasn't malicious, but it was a penalty.
It was roughing.
It was a dumb penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure which one you're referring to that wasn't called against Cutler. The answer to your question is teams do submit this to the league. They do get a response. At times, the response is, we screwed up. Mm-hmm. It goes into the officials' files. Yeah. The officials are graded every week. So
the Kyle Long penalty?
I'm still waiting for somebody to explain that because Kyle wasn't going to go there today. I don't know what he got flagged for. I mean, he must have said something about the guy's mother. I can't imagine anything. I mean, he never touched the defender. He didn't embarrass the official. He wasn't gesticulating. I don't know what happened there. He must have found a magic word. And quite frankly, on a football field, that shouldn't be a penalty. So I don't know how they justify that one.
I guess they don't feel they have to at this point.
No, they don't. That's true.
Yeah, Westside Andy, you're on WSCR.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You guys kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I was going to ask about Adam Gase, too. So I was going to say we all agree that he's going to be a candidate and may lead. So could the Bears maybe, you know, behind the scenes do a gentleman's agreement? Hey, Adam, we know Fox is only going to be here 2-3 years. Do a gentleman's agreement. Hey, when he leaves, you're guaranteed the job. We'll give it to you. And then my last question. All things being equal on the playground, who would you pick, Ryan Urlacher or Luke Kuechly? Thanks.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the second part and become very unpopular, but Luke Kuechly is a more complete linebacker than Brian Urlacher.
He is.
Brian was probably the best athlete I've ever seen play the position. He was a playmaker. He was a difference maker. But if you're talking about defining the position in the way that Bill George and Butkus defined it, that's Luke Kuechly more than Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
You know, you make a great point on this Gase thing because what you – no, you can't – say we're going to give Fox a time limit and you get the job when you want it. I mean, and that's that. By the way, that's not the plan either.
I think, the concept. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, old timer.
Yeah, Fox wouldn't be real happy if he was aware. But what you can do, and it's been done before, Jerry Jones did it in Dallas, and you know, usually I laugh at Jerry Jones, but this seems to be what Bears fans want here. You just pay him more. You say, Adam, you know, you can go there and take that bad team, knowing that the half-life of an NFL head coach the first time out is about 2.5 years, and you're going to get about $3 to $4 million a year to do it. We'll give you $3 million a year to stay here as our offensive coordinator. That might be enticing. It's worked before. That's going to be their best option if, in fact, he's that hot a candidate.
Todd in Grays Lake will close out another edition of Hub Takes Calls on the Score.
Hey, good evening, guys. And real quick, since that caller called, I'm picturing all three of you wearing derbies right now.
Oh, fair enough.
Here's my question. It's about my Browns. Bob, I'm sorry again. Are you hearing, is Farmer and Pettin gone? And I know the easy answer, the smart answer is why do it again? They do it every year. But and then the second part of that question is it still one of the 32 jobs. Is it that bad that nobody that's got a half a brain or any quality at all wants to take the job? How do they keep getting these boobs every year?
You thank poor you soul, Todd.
Todd. Roll Todd.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to look at ownership is the bottom line. I mean, they're the ones that, you know, the heat the McCaskies take here in town and the heat they've taken for their GM and coach hirings over the last decade or two. And that's really all it is in Cleveland. Cleveland is a highly desirable job. I mean, it's not the original Heritage franchise. That team went to Baltimore, but it's still the Cleveland Browns. And so all jokes aside, I personally happen to like Cleveland a lot. And I'm sure a lot of people would, you know, if they'd get to know it a little bit. So there's nothing wrong with the job. There's a lot less attractive jobs in the NFL than the Cleveland Browns. The problem is the owner, who's a wild card, who we don't really know. I'm not going to jump on him the way I would a Jerry Jones or a Dan Snyder or something like that. All we know with Haslam is that he got in big trouble shortly after he bought the team. I have no idea, guys, how that ever got adjudicated or if it did. Is it still in the courts? Was he guilty, innocent? I'm not sure what happened. But
he was a truck stop magnate, right?
Well, he was accused of basically embezzling about $1 billion. Embezzling is not the word. He promised rebates that he wasn't paying.
Right.
It was the general description. I'm sure it was more detailed than that. I have no idea if that's still in the courts or whatever happened, but it was pretty serious stuff. It just got quiet. He's also been very, vocal about things he wants people to do. Manziel was his fault, so can he fire, Ray Farmer for it? I don't know. I don't think Farmer is as in much jeopardy as Petten probably is, because Petten was a surprise hire coming in. Although, I wrote this just yesterday. It's not going to be in the paper until tomorrow. But my sense on this is that they've already made up their minds. The reason that McCown keeps playing over Manziel is because they know Manziel's not the answer. And if they put him out there, all they're going to do is diminish any little trade value he may have at the end of the season. Minimally, for Petten to keep putting McCown out there over Manziel tells me if he doesn't have the owner's blessing, he doesn't care if he gets fired. So, it sounds like these guys are fairly comfortable right now that they've got one more year to make some moves, make some changes here. But certainly when you look at the performance and the way that defense took a step back, and Petten was a defensive coordinator, I would think he'd be in trouble. I don't know about Farmer.
Yep. It's they predict it's into the Petten zoo.
I'm sorry, Hub.
You have to go there when you can. It's T-ball, man.
My heart hurts.
We should mention, Hub, you're going to be up in Island Lake.
We are. The place is called Side Outs. I've heard it is a great sports bar.
It is.
I'm not exactly sure where Island Lake is.
You'll find it.
I'm going to leave tomorrow morning.
As we mentioned to Big Cat, when you think you're going wrong and nothing could possibly be out
not
here,
far enough.
Keep going.
Okay.
And it'll just appear in front of you like Brigadoon.
I do not make light of it. That's my people, guys. I got an office in Crystal Lake. Now I'm a big McHenry County guy, and I believe Island Lake is in McHenry County, or else past that. But we are going to be out there. We're going to be out there all day, pregame from 9 to noon, postgame with Cat Nolan, from after the game for 2 hours, and, of course, Patrick Manley and Dan Pompey at the top. So please come on out to Island Lake and visit us at Sideouts.
All right, Hub, thanks as always, my friend.
Take care, guys.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Big day right here on 670 The Score, as it was announced this morning that 670 The Score is the new flagship radio station of the Chicago Cubs. Games will start this spring, all 162 of them. As for the baseball side of the team, Cubs president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein, joined the Spiegel and Golf Show this afternoon and says as exciting as free agent signings can be, he wants the real celebrations to come in October.
We'll see what this winter brings. I can't tell you yet. We're just feeling it out, but it'll be interesting one way or another. And more importantly, the 30 for 30s we want are about October, because no matter what happens in November and December, that can make you feel good for a minute, make your fan base get excited for a little bit. But really what matters in the end and what gets really excited for a long time is giving them thrilling baseball in October and ultimately winning the last game that you play in October. And that's what this is all about.
SpiegelandGolf.com to hear that interview in full. The Bears went back to work today at Halas Hall as they continue to get ready for the St. Louis Rams on Sunday. Plenty of injury concerns for the Bears as this game nears. Grasso had a neck issue. He was limited in practice, as was Bushrod and McClellan. McPhee, Royal, Roll, and Gold all did not participate in practice today. John Fox later said that Matt Forte currently listed as day-to-day still. Baseball, the White Sox today introduced former Cubs manager Rick Renteria as their bench coach. Bulls today announced plans to have an NBA Developmental League team that'll play in Hoffman Estates. The Bulls don't return to action until Friday night again when they host Charlotte. Blackhawks off tonight. They host New Jersey tomorrow. NBA news coming out this evening. Kevin Durant suffered a strained left hamstring. He'll be out the next 7 to 10 days. Baseball, Ken Rosenthal tonight reporting former White Sox catcher A.J. Pierzynski is going to return to the Braves
good.
For another year pending a physical.
That means he won't be here because there were all sorts of rumblings that he was going to be here.
Yeah, that's
bad news for the Braves.
Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hey, we've been celebrating that the entire day as well. We should.
Yeah, why not?
We should.
It was a long time coming. It was a long time not being able to talk about it when a lot of us knew
this. We all knew it. Yeah,
this
is
happening. We've known this for months. We knew that there was a window in the deal, and then that they were exercising that.
Peeking through the window.
And it certainly for us here made the Cubs season a lot more fun. Thinking, look what's coming. Mm-hmm. Look what's going to be a part of the fabric, the very DNA of this radio station. We also talked basketball and people reacting to the fact that DeMarcus Cousins might just be available here. And I was talking during the break, Cody Westerlund, who's an informed NBA guy, covers the Bulls for 670thescore.com, spends a lot of time at the United Center talking to people, said apparently the team hot and heavy for DeMarcus Cousins is the Celtics, and that they have a roster of
young
tradable,
developing
value.
Correct.
That is going to set the market that the Bulls are going to have to chase somehow to try to come up with it.
That's a tough chase.
Yes, it is.
That's a maybe we never catch you chase.
Yeah, that's kind of what his point was, is that can the Bulls put anything together outside of just wishful hometown stuff? Well, give him Joe Kim. Give him Cristiano Felicio. Right. Can you just add up a bunch of lesser value? And the answer is probably not.
No, I can answer that for you. Yeah, you can't match with if that's a player. And I don't look. You know, you can say what you will about the dude, and we've seen this before in the NBA. You put him in the middle of Boston, I don't know what he has left after he's done. They'll get better. I mean, when he wants to play, I mean, he wants to win. He's failed doing that on that team. He's tired of George Karl quickly. I mean, I you're right. He's right. The Bulls have no package of young players to put together, or am I missing someone?
Not that's good. I mean, people are already bringing up like McDermott as a positive.
Wait, what?
Now, here is the official apology that's been released by DeMarcus Cousins.
Well,
this is his statement.
Yeah.
It is no secret that we are all frustrated with losing, me more than anyone. I let my frustrations get the best of me in the locker room after the San Antonio loss. That is my bad. For the record, my frustration is not about any one person or player or coach. There is no one person to blame. All of us are accountable. My frustration is that we are 1-7. Simple as that.
Yeah, and already spelling another miserable year for a really talented kid. I mean, he's only 26, and it's sad but true. Yeah, I understand. If you're going to do that, you want some young players that can help you because you're not in the win now mode. You know, you're not going to win now, and the Bulls really are in that position where they have nothing to offer. Even guys that you'd say, hey, he's not a bad player. Well, he's older though. He's not really a valuable commodity.
And Jose in Deerfield says, over the years listening to your show, we heard the term basketball hell in regards to how other organizations around the NBA operate and roster makeup. I hate to say it, but we're witnessing it now. Unless the Garpax administration really shakes it up for the short and long term. When you speak of the Bears and who will be playing for them when it really matters and contending, the same is starting to apply for the Bulls rather quickly. Gar Forman openly stated in 2012 that the Bulls have a 10-year window to compete and contend. There needs to be a reevaluation if that's still the case.
Take your windows offsides. I think your window's a little too large.
Yeah, that's too big, and that was also making some assumptions about the recovery of Derrick Rose that have not been fulfilled.
No. Yeah, in terms of, you know, tradable assets, you're sorely lacking. So, all right, I'm living in a dream world.
All right, we have the Bears All Access program coming your way from 6 to 7. And after that, it's going to be Lawrence Holmes. It's the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Lawrence Holmes and Will Sutton will be broadcasting from a place we've been a couple of times, the Hooters in Downers Grove.
Yes, we have.
At 1303 Butterfield Road. They are there from 7 to 10, and Will Sutton is a part of that. And tomorrow, oh my God, it's Thursday already. So we're going to have our full Thursday slate with Matt Miller and Brian Billick. And actually,
who are you crapping?
Already tomorrow. Seems like we just did it.
Wow. Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, we got one decent segment out of it, and then we figured Mike from Milwaukee would be better than the remaining callers.
The plane crash and the Russians were looking into it.
Well, yeah, because the second
bank of callers were just brutal, too.
Awful.
I mean,
we could have awful.
We could have put them up there, but you would have thrown up. You got to trust us on this. But we're hopeful that tomorrow's going to be good. There's some decent e-craps, but we want you to read yours. Do your own work. You pick up that phone and be a part of that segment. It's better when you do that. So we look forward to that tomorrow at 5. Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Cub fans, The Score is your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Team President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, made the announcement live on The Score.
It's a little bit like what happened on the baseball side with Joe Maddon. There was an option available to us, and we took it. Really terrific for us.
Starting in spring of 2016, listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Truck drivers, did you know that Schneider offers an online driving career resource center? Learn how to start a driving career. Explore the incredible range of driving opportunities. Search a customizable nationwide directory of driving jobs and discover the surprising variety of career paths for experienced drivers. Everything you need to accelerate your driving career, including a new in-depth blog, is at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. Check it out now, SchneiderJobs.com.
You didn't mention one of his most prized assets, and that's leadership.
Vice President Pearl Mortgage. Meet Nancy.
Hello, friend.
Called to secure a VA loan with the entitlement she earned stationed in Iraq. And after thanking Nancy for her service, David explained the benefits of VA loans, like financing 100% of the purchase price, no PMI, and being able to receive a seller's closing cost credit up to 4% of the purchase price. David also introduced Nancy to his team of real estate experts, which includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and home inspector. If you're a veteran purchasing a home who wants to work with a trustworthy, knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business that respects you, your fellow veterans, and everybody currently serving our country, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call. So do 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/license.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm Agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm Agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
It's free TV month. Get a free 32-inch Samsung TV when buying any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. The best way to 4K while supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
There are plenty of reasons to get to the Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. For starters, it's the perfect time to get an amazing deal on an award-winning Hyundai, the official car of the NFL. It's also the only event where you can get a car or SUV backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty from the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport to even the all-new 2016 Tucson. And last but not least, the Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event is also the only event around Chicago and Northwest Indiana where you can get your picture taken with Carl, who may or may not be dressed like a headless turkey. It's kind of a long story. The Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event featuring the official car of the NFL, America's best warranty, and Carl. From all of us at Hyundai, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Now get the 2016 Santa Fe Sport for $239 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this portion of The Score is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, starting at only $89.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. Are you kidding me?
All right, so what do we got tonight to watch? We got Clippers at Mavericks.
Yeah.
Spurs at Trailblazers. Other than that, it's a DVR catch-up
night.
It's a
vast wasteland of crap, but thanks for calling.
Don't steal Newt Minow's line without paying him a royalty. I'll get a call. But this could be a talk-to-your-wife night. This could be a catch-up on the DVR.
Well, I can't do that either.
Well, you could call her. Oh, you're a bachelor again? That means you're going to eat garbage. I know you.
Actually, I've been thinking about that, and I'm not. I am not. And
every time she's out of town, you eat like you're in college again.
I know. I haven't done it, though. Only once. Only one little.
No. You do chili dogs. You're like, I don't know.
I have not. And I don't think I'm going to. I have a delicious pot pie.
A Mariano's pot pie.
You betcha.
You know, Mariano's just got sold today.
Did they really?
That instead of Milwaukee-based Roundy's, the whole entire Roundy's company that also owns Pick and Save, they've been purchased by Kroger. And I know there's some Mariano's people that are frightened that it's going to change, but Bob Mariano has come out and said, no, it's going to be good for us. But, you see, I like a lot of the Roundy's house brand products that are now going to become Kroger products. Mm. So there's going to be an adjustment period here, but I don't think that will affect your pot pies. They are good. Did you do beef or chicken this time?
Chicken.
Are they big enough though? Because I could eat like one and a half of them.
One is it, and I'm not even hungry. So I think I'll probably save it till tomorrow night.
Because one's not enough for me, and two is too much. If they just made it like a
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Sometimes, but not very often. Tomorrow night I think it'll be my last meal before my surgery Friday, and I'll probably need it.
And yeah, that's going to be your White Castle.
Oh, no, I did that already. No, I'm not. No.
It's all over. This I don't know. She's out of town, so I got a crave case.
A Wolves fan 4-pack. 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, starting at only $89. Some quick thank yous before we turn it over to Bears All Access.
Big Cat Williams, Greg Gabriel, Mark Shanowski, Hub Arkish, Zach Zaidman.
And Dan Jiggins.
I was going to say, don't forget Jiggs. They're coming to a jumper over here.
One of the great catches and some of the most important shots in Chicago Bulls history.
I love Jiggs. We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Well, you're going to see it. It's super high speed, slow motion, but that ball was flying out of Jay Cutler's hand.
It's like a positive gain he had, too. I love Matt Abaticola. He is, of course, on the road. Dale Jr., unfortunately, eliminated. The best production man to ever live, Chris Tannehill.
The Mets have had trouble, the position players, getting bunts down this year.
Well, the key to sacrifice bunting is you got to give yourself up.
There's so much sports wisdom out there. I miss it. I miss that kind of wisdom. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all again tomorrow. We'll give Who You Crabbing a run at 5. All right, Bears All Access is coming. We're having a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Cub fans, the Score is your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Team President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, made the announcement live on the Score.
We're really proud to say today we're going to be coming over to the Score this year, hopefully seeing as great baseball as we did in 2015.
Starting in spring of 2016, listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And, hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials. Maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe